Steve Miller reporting. The European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Federica Mogherini, said that the IAEA is the only impartial international organization that is in charge of monitoring Iran's nuclear commitments.
What I have seen from the first reports is that Prime Minister Netanyahu has not put in question Iran's compliance with the JCPOA commitments, meaning post-2015 nuclear commitments.
Intelligence experts and diplomats said much of the evidence the Israeli leader presented during a news conference on Monday dated to before Iran signed the 2015 nuclear deal. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is going to Japan next week to attend the South Korea-Japan-China joint summit.
President Moon will explain the outcomes of the inter-Korean summit and discuss ways to strengthen cooperation between South Korea, Japan, and China to achieve denuclearization and permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula.
The Koreas also dismantled huge Cold War-era loudspeakers on Tuesday that were used to blare propaganda across the border. U.S. President Donald Trump criticized the criminal investigation into his 2016 election campaign's links to Russia and his White House actions. He contended that it would be very hard to obstruct the probe if he, as he says, there was no collusion with Russia to help him win the election. 49 questions investigators want to ask Mr. Trump were leaked in a New York Times story. Trump called that leak disgraceful. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the White House has announced a deal with South Korea on steel imports.